Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, what an outstanding morning, huh? Yeah, you know, sometimes conditions just turn out to be just right. Hawk Ridge, this is Hawk Weekend, and I was at a talk last night as part of the Hawk Weekend celebration. And there's a lot of talk about what it's going to be like today. You know, like I say, sometimes conditions get just right. The best hawk watching there is, I mentioned last time, I prefer a partly cloudy day, and that's what we're getting. Cool, and that's what we're getting. Winds from the northwest, and that's what we're getting. So everyone is anticipating a very big day at Hawk Ridge. I highly recommend anybody going to be in the Duluth area take some time to get up there and take a look. It is always a treat. If you don't see one thing, you see something else. I took my students to Hawk Ridge every year for 30 years, and I always told them, if you can't see hawks, you'll see something else, and the trip is always worth it, and that's the way I feel right now. If you don't see the hawks flying, you will see the other birds that are flying, especially a huge numbers of blue jays that are coming through, cedar waxwings, robins, flickers, Canada geese, all those are coming through in very good numbers. And if you can't see those, then you can just look at the leaf color. And we got plenty of that leaf color going on right now. We have a good number of trees, six or seven kinds of trees that are showing some beautiful reds, dogwoods, cherry, sumac, the vine, Virginia creeper, red maples. They're showing a good red right now. I was a little surprised this week to see a red oak that was very red. Now, that's why red oak is called that. That was not the surprising thing. The surprising thing was that it was an adult tree, and usually I find it's the younger ones that turn bright red first. Then there's lots of yellows. And there must be a list of at least a dozen different kinds of trees that are showing yellows. So we are definitely getting into what I call phase one of the tree color. And that usually takes place in late September, and we are approaching the 20th. We're even approaching the equinox, which takes place on the night of the 22nd, 23rd of next week, which incidentally is also the night of the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get a combination like that too often, so that's kind of a neat thing to look forward to. In addition to that, I was up at Hawk Ridge one day this week. Five of the last 6 days have recorded more than 1,000 hawks flying over, which is kind of typical for this time of year. And three of those days was more than 3,000, including yesterday. The biggest day so far was last Tuesday when we had on the 14th when we had about 7,600 hawks flying over. I was up there on that day, and this is a little comment about that flight. Yes, they were flying over, but they were extremely high. It was clear when I was there, and when they're clear, they tend to fly real high, usually more over the edge of the lake than more inland. And so there was that was a good flight, no doubt. But the other thing that impressed me was the flight of the green darner dragonflies. They were amazing. They just one wave after another, after another, after another, just huge numbers of these green darner dragonflies. And as I had mentioned in earlier programs, they are also migratory. So it's not just the hawks that are migrating over Hawk Ridge. You'll see plenty of the dragonflies. With the cooler temperatures and with the shorter days, we are now at 12 and a half hours of daylight. With those two going on, we are going to be seeing less of things like that. So their flight will be slowing down. But there's still plenty of other things going on. I noticed in the world of mushrooms, I gave two classes, two talks this week about mushrooms, and in both cases, the people just love mushrooms. I'm not sure what it is about mushrooms, but boy, there is a lot of people just really love mushrooms. And I took a little walk to collect some for the classes, and I easily found 20 kinds in the woods. On my walk this morning, I noticed even a few more that I didn't see at an earlier time. So there's still plenty of mushrooms going on. I think we had a peak in early August with all the rain and the warm temperatures we had, and then it started to slow down a bit late in the month, and now it has come to its second peak. There have been some years that we even have a peak into October, so we'll see what it has to go. There's plenty more to go. September continues to be cooler than normal. We are now about almost 1.5 degrees below the normal for the entire month, and we're just a little bit past halfway. So it remains to be seen what's going to be happening. I have to pass this on. Sometimes some of the most fantastic sights are really small. And sometimes, you know, people who get up early and take a walk and it's still dark, you think, oh, well, what do you see at that time? Well, there are things out there, and this is one that I saw this past week, and that is I found a glowworm. Now, for those who are not quite sure what they are, glowworm is a term used for a couple different things, but in this part of the country, a glowworm is an immature stage of the firefly. A firefly reaches maturity and flies around showing its light usually in June, though this year I did see a couple of them as late as August. And they signal, the male flies and signals to the female, which usually is on the ground, and mating proceeds from there. Well, they lay eggs, and then they go through this larval stage after they grow, hatch from the eggs. The larva stage is kind of like a little worm. And it is predaceous. It feeds on anything else it can find out there. Well, the larva is called the glowworm, and the reason it's called that is because, like the adult, it will turn on a light. It will light up. Now, there's been a lot of confusion about why would they do that. After all, in the world of insects, they can't not only don't have a desire to mate, they can't mate until they have reached maturity. Well, so what happens is the belief is that they turn on a light every so often just to confuse predators. And in my case, I probably never would have seen them had it did not turn on the light. But I would suggest anybody to get out there and take a walk. They'll be around well into October. And get out and take a walk if you're in the a rather mild morning. I find them more in mornings than evenings, but a rather mild temperature, often damp. And we had a couple mornings like that this week. It's a good thing to see. Yep, the glowworms are out there, and I always see that as being a really good sign. So it's going to be a terrific weekend. I suggest anybody can possibly get around to Hawk Ridge, take advantage of it. Otherwise, you don't need to go there. You can just be right in your own yard, and you can see plenty. It's a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you, Larry.